Even though she was pressed up against so many rank-smelling women dying of typhus, even as her waters broke in all that filth and vermin, she couldn't help but gaze around her in wonder. I was as hungry as a wolf, weighed about 35 kilos, and had no idea what was waiting for me at the top. As if I didn't have any other worries, I admired the countryside. It was around 8 o'clock at night, and the sun was setting over the valley as she half lay, half sat, overwhelmed by the spectacular sight after more than 2 weeks inside a blackened wagon deprived of any beauty. The sun was shining, and it was cold, something awful, but such a beautiful spring evening. We were going up the hill, and I noticed the Danube below, and the fields that were already beginning to turn green. I thought I had never seen anything more beautiful in my life. Maybe the last nice thing I would see on this earth. By the time the cart had climbed the 2.5 kilometers to the top of the hill, though, her contractions had worsened.